You've got to have, first of all, the people that can write the logic or the give the directions to a computer. The second piece you have to have is a database or a whole bunch of information that a computer can learn on. And the best way I can explain it is if you have a whole bunch of pictures of a cow, whether what color it is, how it stands from the top, from the bottom, from the side, from the front, from the back, from underneath. If you have all of these pictures, then pretty soon, and you put those all in and you identify all of these pictures as being of a cow, then that computer will recognize it in a photograph. And it'll recognize a cow from different angles because it can match it with what it has in a labeled database. Now, imagine a scale where you're looking at cancer cells. And if you can see cancer cells from all different angles, from inside of it, outside of it, from the top, from the bottom, and to see how it fits in with other types of cancer cells, now a computer can look at that and identify it much more quickly than the human eye can. And so, once again, it is a matter of labeling very, very accurate, very large databases. That's the most expensive part.